This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Last March, performing arts organizations across the country and in Wisconsin were forced to go dark as gathering audiences in person suddenly became unsafe. Now, more than a year into the pandemic, there's still a long way to go before they'll be able to get back to normal. Bridget Bowden has more.
When the pandemic hit Wisconsin last March, Madison Opera director Catherine Smith had some difficult decisions to make. She canceled a concert, then a whole show.
And it was just a whirlwind of telling an awful lot of people all at once.
As the lockdown stretched on, it became clear that it wouldn't be safe to put on one of the company's most popular events, Opera in the Park. So instead, it went virtual. More than 40 singers performed Verdi's Anvil Chorus on video, using household objects for percussion. You can hear them banging on pots and pans, hammering in their yards, and clinking beer bottles.
And it was a massive success. It went live on the day that we would have been in the park and was seen in 49 states and 21 countries, and people had gathered in their backyards to watch it together, socially distanced.
Over the last year, many of Wisconsin's performing arts organizations have had to pivot from putting on events for large in-person audiences to virtual or physically distant performances. Maria Van Lannen, president of the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center, says although it's impossible to replicate exactly what happens on stage, there are still ways to connect with audiences.
What we wanted to make sure is that we continue to deliver those engagement opportunities that tie whatever discussion can be invoked by what's happening in the stage to make a meaningful connection to the community.
In a normal year, the center hosts national Broadway tours like Hamilton and Wicked. In 2020, they hosted video talks with local artists, held virtual panels about social issues, and had a muralist do a live painting performance. But she says it was still a tough year financially. The center received a paycheck protection loan, but still had to furlough 80% of its staff and reduce the pay of others. And Van Lannen says other organizations have been worse off.
Organizations have already announced their closure because they could not weather this storm. And it's heartbreaking to see that happen because they've been underfunded, undersupported by their community for years.
According to the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies, Wisconsin ranks in the bottom two states nationwide for state funding for the arts per capita. The pandemic has not made things easier, and it could get worse before it gets better. Jen Uphoff-Gray is the artistic director at Forward Theater Company in Madison.
We'll be back to all of the production expenses of doing live events, but we will have added the costs of doing things digitally on top of that. We will have added a whole bunch of health and safety protocol expenses, and then combining that with still projected lower than usual ticket sales.
But as the vaccination rate is going up, there's hope for a return to normal in the not-too-distant future. Uphoff-Gray says they're hoping to be able to have a small audience present for their monologue festival in June.
Once people really truly feel safely through the end of this pandemic, whenever it may come, I think that we'll see a real renaissance, both from artists but also from audiences in their desire to experience art communally together.
Until audiences can gather in person, she says the best way to support organizations like hers is to subscribe and buy tickets. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.